USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Pennsylvania. The president delivering remarks at the Mack Trucks Lehigh Valley Operations Manufacturing Facility in Macungie, Pennsylvania. The president saying the economy is recovering from the coronavirus pandemic due to the American Rescue Plan.
We brought this economy back from the brink. Checks in people's pockets, shots in people's arms, tax cuts for working families with children. We designed our strategy not only to provide a temporary boost, but to lay the foundation for a long-term boom that brings everyone along.
The Senate will vote Wednesday evening on moving forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement after negotiators reached a deal on key issues. That's according to Republican negotiator Rob Portman of Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates at their historic lows. The central bank meeting and not making any major changes to the policies they have pursued to steer the nation out of the economic trouble caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Economists closely watching Chairman Jerome Powell's news conference as they look for signs when the policy may change soon. The CDC announcing new guidance on Tuesday saying everyone should mask up in schools regardless of their vaccination status. Despite the new mask guidelines, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is endorsing a return to in-person learning for this upcoming school year. She also tells CBS This Morning, we do need to be careful when it comes to the Delta variant and children.
They tend to be more asymptomatic. They tend to have fewer symptoms. But I do want to emphasize that if you compare COVID deaths to children this year compared to flu deaths in prior years, it's about twofold more.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the CDC and Biden administration tell you to mask up, how are things being handled at the U.S.-Mexico border?
The La Jolla, Texas Police Department issued a public health warning after an officer approached an illegal migrant family at Whataburger. The event took place Monday when the manager asked the police department to remove a family that was sneezing and coughing inside the restaurant without masks. The manager said the family was living in a La Jolla motel since last week, provided by Catholic Charities. The family said they were released by Border Patrol agents because they have the coronavirus. Former ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News the coronavirus is going virtually unchecked at the U.S.-Mexico border.
But the southern border is wide open. We know for a fact DHS has released hundreds of people with COVID cases.
Vice President Kamala Harris has failed to make any moves on the crisis at the border at a time when the Biden administration is preparing more coronavirus mandates aimed at Americans. Texas Representative Democrat Henry Cuellar.
As you know, they released some families in a hotel, but nobody watches them, and they were just walking around.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Even as schools return to in-person learning, many parents are opting out to continue teaching their children at home. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the rate of parents homeschooling their children rose to 11% in September 2020, more than double the rate of 5.4% just 6 months earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.